Hello and welcome back to another week in Oklahoma Education. It's been a week, and we're starting to run out of them because we only have about 2 weeks full, two full weeks left in the semester, and then we got to do the whole semester test week. But no, the week started off pretty not great. News started breaking sometime in the morning about a family that was found dead within the boundaries of our district, and as the news started coming in. It was released later to the public that, three of the victims were students of my district or recently graduated from my district, and it was a bit, yeah, because I knew one of them. One of them was a former student of mine a couple of years ago, and it really kind of slowed down the day and made you think as the getting through the last few classes of the day. It was very, it took a lot of professionalism trying to figure out, like exactly what was going on and like why something like that would happen. And so sorting through that while also, handling students who were completely unaware of any of that was going on, or some of them that were aware, but they were, had questions and, trying to combat the rumors that were going around because, not a lot was known at the time. It wasn't until Tuesday that more information came out and the police filed their like full report. But yeah, had a student I knew that, well, not necessarily close with any of the victims. It was just a case of they're just tired of hearing about, these high school students dying or people that they had known of that they were in an activity with, and just kind of like tired of hearing about it. And I understood that. Like, I got that. And because at some point, whether you knew a student who passes away or not, you are affected by the fact that you are now having to face like your mortality. And that's not something teenagers do a lot. And honestly, you would hope it's not something teenagers have to do, but here we are. And so that was kind of the start to the week, and just kind of coming out of the haze of all of that. For the most part, my classes and my little kingdom of G104, I mean, things went well. We had good conversations. We were mainly after we survived the district benchmark on Monday, which we got to figure something out there because the students just don't care. And I can't say that I blame them because it has little to no impact on their, graduation. It's not a graduation requirement. It has little to no impact on their grade. We try to offer them some kind of bonus if they, do well on it. We kind of see what is considered proficient from the ACT and like advanced from the ACT. And the tests they took in my class were supposed to be like reading skills things. But, even offering like extra credit to a test, like if they got proficient, we would give like 5% or a 10% bonus to a test, and if they did advance, we'd give them like a 15% bonus, which is like that's a pretty big deal, especially this late in the semester, and some of them haven't always been doing what they're supposed to when it comes to their grades in class, and yet there was a significant chunk of them who did little to nothing. Some of them even were just like clicking through it and being done in a time frame that was nowhere near indicating that they gave it the effort that it should have warranted. And so, I mean, again, it's frustrating, but what are you going to do? Yell at them? Like, just make yourself look silly as a teacher. But it also is just kind of like, where do we go from here? How do we fix this? The district is requiring it of us. So, how do we do it in a way, especially when the district looks at the data, or the site looks at the data and wants to talk to us about things we need to do for class, and it's just we teachers we struggle to try to figure out how to explain to them the the building principals or the district admin. It's like this data is little, it's almost worthless to us teachers because we don't know if they actually are struggling with this skill, the students are struggling with the skill, or they just didn't care and give it any kind of effort. And so it's really hard to, make any kind of, lesson planning or activity planning based on the data. And but yet we're supposed to talk about it and figure it out. And yeah, It's just awkward. Speaking of awkward, got through a few more interviews, so most of them are pretty good. And you know, we'll see what the admin decides in terms of offering positions and how things go with the shuffle that always seems to happen every, you know, end of the semester and into the summer. The rest of the week went pretty good. We were talking about countries in Africa and how they've gained their independence, and you know, what a lot of nations in Africa we are dealing with in terms of economic development and political stability. We also talked about the genocide in Rwanda and the apartheid system that was set up in South Africa. And I think, especially the apartheid system, I don't think a lot of students were aware of that and what was going on with that system and how long it had been going on. And so I think it was good to make them aware of what was going on and how that was happening. The other thing going on, let's see. I may have addressed this before, but, and again, I don't know what there is we can do about it, because I've had some students who've been frustrated with, like, grading policies or requirements that teachers are making of them. And, you know, I point out, like, well, you know, maybe you and your parents should go talk with the principal about this and try to get this figured out. But there are some of them are like, nah, it's an easy A. You know, it's like they'll admit that the activity that the student, that the teacher does is kind of wasting their time, and they don't see the benefit of it. And I'll be honest, sometimes the activities that are described to me, it's like, dang, that is a bit of a time waster, and I don't understand it myself. But when push comes to shove, and I'm like, hey, student, maybe go talk to the principals or have your parents do, and they're like, nah, I'm good, it's an easy A, that always kind of rubs me the wrong way. And I think in the more playful days, I'm like, oh man, dang, this is why nothing's ever going to get better, because you're just going to not say anything and graduate. And then the next group's going to have to deal with this nonsense. And I think the part that frustrates me, and not that public education is perfect, but you know, these same students will get off into their 20s and 30s, and they'll kind of trash talk public education and be like, oh, I didn't learn anything. But for me, but you were complicit in the system. Like, you decided it was fine to get the easy A instead of trying to focus on having a better process, a better person in the front of the classroom, and you didn't want to be a part of that reforming process. So I don't know, if you're gonna laugh and joke about how you got the easy A and it was no big deal, you just got to sit around and play on your phone or watch shows on your, you know, district provided Chromebook, and just cruise your way to the letter grade that was good enough for you, then I don't know, for me it feels like you should maybe not complain so much. It's like, because you got what you wanted out of it. You wanted an easy grade to get your parents, your coaches, your guardians off your back, and that's what you got. You weren't interested in learning, and I wish it wasn't that way. I wonder sometimes if we can, you know, switch things up, maybe get rid of the Canvas system so teachers can't just, you know, copy and paste a lesson plan from the year before and the year before and the year before, and they kind of have to figure out a way to discuss and talk with students. But that's not even the... I don't know. That's not even going to be the easiest thing to fix, because I'm sure they'll find some other way to be dismissive and, you know, non-engaging with their students. But I wish more than anything, and I guess it's, to me, it's a reminder to me. It's like, if I don't like how a system is going, sure, maybe I can try to make a change if I can, but at least don't be complicit in it. And if I am going to be like, eh, it's not great, but, you know, I don't want to do anything about it, then I'm not going to complain about it either. I'm not going to complain as if I had nothing to do with it. It's Jean-Paul Sartre, an old existentialist philosopher from France. He would talk about that would be living in bad faith, living as if there is nothing you could do about a situation, that this is just how it is. But, you know, you want to play act the student and act like you're getting it done and this is all that can be done, then just go with it. Admit that's what you've decided and move on. But I know that's tough. A lot of people don't want to think that way, but as for me and my brain, I can't just be a part of a system that's not working. I gotta at least say something. And so, when appropriate, I try to, because I don't think it's good to just go along, to get along, to, you know, based on some, I've been the year of Russian literature this year. But I was working on, finished a book called The Tiger, and it's about Siberian tigers, and there was a man-eating tiger back in, like, 96, 97, so it tells the story of, you know, what this tiger was doing and how they had to deal with it. but also throughout the chapters you get another reminder of Soviet history and Russian history, and it was just another reminder of participating in the lie and how bad that is. And I was reminded of that when I had students this week kind of complaining about some situations, but they were like, no, I don't want to do anything about it because it's an easy A. And I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be that teacher that the students are complaining about, but also if there's an issue, go say something. If I'm not willing to say something about it, then I'm going to give up my right to complain about it. What else was going on? Oh, we had prom this week. My son was excited to go, and then they canceled it. Well, okay, technically they didn't cancel it. They postponed it until, you know, today, this afternoon. But what really got me going is it was because of severe weather and tornadoes, and we had some come through the metro, and so it sounds like it was probably the right call. But more than anything, it just reminded me about the whole idea of, I was reminded recently about the idea of the difference between worry and concern. And there's these things that we know stuff's not is always going to go our way. Things don't always go the way we want. But it doesn't hurt to like plan ahead and be prepared. Like in the case of tornadoes, it's like maybe postpone an event, or like personally, maybe make sure you have a storm shelter in your home, because considering where we live, that kind of happens from time to time. And I heard a message today. It was talking about the whole worry versus concern. And the big difference is when you're concerned, you do something about it. When you're worried, you just kind of complain and act like there's nothing you can do. And it kind of goes with the thing I was just saying about the grades, but it's just be proactive. It was just a good reminder this week to be proactive about the things. You know, not everything's going to go your way, but have a plan for it and try to do something about it. And even if you get caught off guard from time to time in life, that's fine. Like, but don't just sit and wallow in it. You know, figure out a path forward. And I was just kind of reminded of that, and knowing that that's something I should be aware of with my planning, with my parenting, with just, you know, finances, life in general, is don't just sit back and act like nothing's going to happen. Have a plan in place for, you know, when things could go wrong. And instead of just worrying about it, be concerned. It's okay to be concerned. It's not okay to be worried. And make sure that concern plays out into something positive. And I think that's how it's going to be these next few weeks. Just don't worry about how it's going to end up. Be concerned. And part of the concern for me is, you know, I hope I can get my message through one last time, these students, that they are great. They are awesome. And while school may not be the setting for them, like most all of them are going to be fine in the world. Even if they don't remember some dates in history, or if they don't remember all the rules for ELA, like, they're going to be fine. And I need them to know that. And I need them to know that any kind of growth, hopefully, that I was a part of during these 9 months that I got to hang out with them, that's just a beginning of the process. That growth can continue next year into their junior and senior year and into life. And I'm kind of on a countdown. And instead of just counting down and worrying about things, like, just make a plan. Part of that is, you know, some of the talks I'm going to have with them over the next couple of weeks. I have a book that I want to read them. I'll probably do that here in a couple of weeks. But just that one more round of like micro dosing of positivity, and just letting them know that I've enjoyed my time with them, and I will cherish it, and I look forward to seeing what they go about in the last couple of years of high school, but also in life. And again, it's like a tired refrain here these last few weeks, but I'm really looking forward to it. And I don't know that I want to do this any other way. Yeah. So it's been a week. It's lots of lows and lots of highs and a lot of stuff in between. But it is what it is. And as always, I can pick my mindset about it. Yeah, and that's, I think, the best way forward. Well, I hope you're doing the same. And as always, have a day.